This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
All righty, welcome to the sound off. Where's my foghorn? No, we gotta
do it.
You can do it. With our badass button here. All right, so man, lots going on to talk about here in the fun world that we live in, and I'm joined by the lovely Mary Goulet.
Hello,
Mary Goulet. Hello. Richie Ote hanging out.
Hello,
White Wade in the studio. Is that it, Wade? You just go to the microphone and you don't actually say anything? You just kind of look at me and say, hello? No? Yes? You're still at the microphone not saying it. That's very deceiving when you go to the microphone.
Darth Vader like breath or something. It's like what you do with your dogs when you just move your lips but you don't make any sound and the dog's like, what the hell?
It's a fun trick to play on a radio host. You just go and you're going to go to the microphone and you open your mouth. And you don't do anything. It's a fun little trick. So there you go. And the one and only Kelly Volker's here in the house. What's up, Kelly?
Hi, everyone.
And just so you know, Kelly, I've been told by our producer that we're not supposed to let the guests stay for the second hour here of Reinvention Radio. So we've talked to the producer though, and the producer has said in this rare instance, in this case, it's okay for the guests from the first hour to hang out with us here on the second hour. So welcome to the second hour here.
Thank you. Awesome. I'm so honored.
You should be. Especially
I got to pull the Trump card.
You
that
pulled
time.
The Trump card. You're like, look, I am the producer of Reinvention Radio. I'm staying in the studio. But thanks for joining us and doing the Reinventing Badass Assistance episode. That was very cool.
Thank you.
And that would be A-S-S-I-S, two S's? A-N-T-S as opposed to A-N-C-E because that would be... You're sort of like assistance because you provide assistance, but that was an episode about assistance, TS, and that was actually pretty interesting. I learned a lot there. Hey, we got to be clear. It's radio. Man. They can't see what we're holding up.
It's joke.
I just felt how yes. Mary felt in math for a second. my brain just got scrambled right there.
So spelling for Richie is math for Mary. Yeah. In there. All right, there we go.
What?
All right, so speaking of math, lots of fun things going on. And by the way, for those who have been rating and reviewing and subscribing to the podcast edition of Reinvention Radio, thank you so much for doing so. And for those who have been sharing it, thank you for that as well. And remember, you can join us live every Thursday from 12 until 2 Pacific. And you can even join in on the phone and give us a join in on the phone and on the fun as well. If you give us a call at 866-977-2346, we'd love to have you as a part of what we're doing here. And you can go to reinventionradio.com and join that live feed. So speaking of math, let's try to run this real quick. So let's just say hypothetically you won $758.7 million in a Powerball jackpot. With no other winners, right? So just one person matched all of those numbers. $750 million.
And she chewed gum during the entire interview.
Did you watch it?
Watch your life proceed to fall apart over the next 3 years. Watch.
And it's so funny because a lot of those people are like, oh, if I won the lotto, that would be great. But I wouldn't quit my job. I'd go right back to work.
She called in and said, I'm not coming back.
I think she said it a little more colorful than that.
But oh, she did?
I would hope so. I mean, my God, right? Like, seriously. But no, she quit her job in a heartbeat and basically just said, you know what, thank God for my good fortune. And that'll be that. So after taxes, assuming she pays 50% or whatever, I still think it's, what, a $370-odd million net.
Yeah, $443 million is what they still get.
So that's her net.
That's what I heard.
$443. And wow. And on the surface, you would sit there and you would go, okay, that's awesome, right? You won all this money.
Kelly, call her up and raise your rates.
Right? I know. I have a
VA.
You're going to need an assistant to handle all that money. But here's what gets really interesting. Have you've read some of the stories about what happens to people who actually win, right? I mean,
yeah, that's why I said watch your life to proceed to fall apart over the.
What makes that happen?
Because they never knew how to make it in the first place.
Well, or
well, no, and exactly why the it's almost a curse that they make you go public because your family and your friends and all these people come out of the woodwork and your relationships fall apart because they want you to give everything to them because you didn't earn it. And, you know, it's just, it's a freaking nightmare. I've seen it for everyone.
I don't think you have to go public. I think it's
no, you have to these days. You over, I can't remember the amount and I'll look it up because I saw a little, like, I think it, they're trying to act actually like, they say they're actually doing it to try to protect you. But it's the exact opposite.
Well, let me share a few stories on there. But Wade, you're jumping out of your chair.
To quote the philosopher Cyndi Lauper, money changes everything. Yeah. And so, you know, Mary, it just, money changes the dynamic of you and everyone around you. Yeah. And so I wanted to offer this little piece of advice. I've imagined, what if I won the lottery? Now, I come from a somewhat large family, you know, in terms of extended family. And just the way I thought I would deal with it, if I ever had a big pool of money and I want to help my family, is set up a loan thing, right? So here's a bucket of money that my family can take out, let's say, a $10,000 interest-free loan. Mm. But until you pay it back, you can't get another $10,000.
Yeah, so you're a thinking man, and we need more people like you in this world. Because
what's funny, though, is Wade, I picture Wade in Oklahoma, and I actually picture a bucket with $10,000 in it. I literally picture a bucket with $10,000 in it.
And you get a bucket, and you get a bucket. So here's where it gets really interesting. So before you start thinking like, oh, my God, I have to get on this next Lotto thing. I'm going to have to win the next one. How about the story of Jack Whitaker? There's a few. I'll just share them here really quickly with you. But Jack Whitaker was already a millionaire when he won $315 million in West Virginia in the lottery in 2002. He was 55 year old. He was 55 at the time, and he went broke 4 years later. His granddaughter and his daughter died soon after from drug overdoses. And this guy was robbed of over $500,000 in cash while he was sitting in his car outside of a strip club. So moral of the story, evidently don't be like Jack. So evidently there's a curse, like a legit curse that goes hand in hand with some of this stuff. But it gets better. Yes, Wade.
Well, simply people don't understand. You simply set a budget for cocaine and hookers. You don't spend it all. You go, okay, I've got this $3 million for cocaine and hookers.
You get a bucket. You're a bucket.
You remember that guy in Chicago, I think it was, when they interviewed him. Like, if the regular news guys came up and said, what are you going to get if you win? He's like, cocaine and hookers. They're like, okay, all right. Like, you know, it was pretty funny.
So Abraham Shakespeare won $30 million. $30 million in a 2009 Florida lottery and was murdered soon after. The 47-year-old, which is my age, which is scary, was shot twice in the chest and then buried under a slab of concrete in a backyard. Dee Dee Moore, who befriended him after his lottery win, hey, big boy, was found guilty of first-degree murder in 2012. So be careful who comes into your life after you win all this money. Ronnie Music Jr., awesome name for a lottery winner. This Georgia man was sentenced to serve 21 years in prison in April of 2017 after he invested part of his $3 million lottery winnings into a crystal meth ring. So evidently, you always wonder like where the financing comes from for those guys to create their crystal meth operations. The answer evidently is sometimes from lottery winners. Urij Khan, an Illinois man, died in 2012 just one day after collecting the lump sum on a $1 million win. It was originally found by a medical examiner that Khan had died from natural causes, but somebody else found that actually he was fatally poisoned with cyanide. So,
Gosh.
He was probably the last one to get paid in Illinois, too.
actually, you might be right, because this guy won in 96. Jeffrey Dampier, $20 million in the Illinois lottery in 96, used the winnings to help his family, did the right thing. But his sister-in-law, Victoria, along with her boyfriend, kidnapped him, shot him in the head, and the two are now serving life sentences for the murder. And finally, William Post. Post won $16 million in the Pennsylvania lottery in 88. Soon after, his landlady sued him, claiming he had agreed to give her part of the winnings. She was awarded $5.2 million in 92. He then had six failed marriages and was eventually convicted and sentenced to prison for firing a gun at a debt collector, died of respiratory failure in 2000. Six.
Okay, so
I got a business already.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a holding company for these guys.
Take care of them.
Yeah, because this is freaking nuts.
Yeah.
We need to send the money to us because they're not going to shoot a company in the head.
Mm-hmm.
We'll hold it for you and we'll give it to you in bits and pieces in buckets.
Okay,
a bucket for you.
Yeah, right? So tell me, outside of death, how else do they wreck their lives?
Oh, well, it comes back to the very first thing. Like, think of all the sports. We see it daily constantly with these sports guys.
Mm-hmm.
They graduate. They didn't really have it together, and all of a sudden they get a chunk of money. And what, a chunk of money is supposed to put you together? It just doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
Money makes you more of whatever you are.
Yeah.
And so if you didn't have money figured out, and you didn't have relationships figured out, and you didn't have a bunch of good friends around you, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden you get money – all those stories now make sense for you.
Yeah. So,
you know,
everybody wants a piece.
Everybody wants. But so here's our proposition. So for the young lady who won $750 million in Massachusetts, we invite you to support your favorite charity, which would be Reinvention Radio. And we will create a blind trust for you. And we will give you a bucket every year to use at your discretion, and we'll handle the rest of the funds for you. That's our
all in vices. Let's do the fund.
We'll support.
That'll be the right, exactly. Yeah. That'll be the funding of our fund. So there you have it. All right, my friends, if you didn't win the lotto, maybe you're better off that you didn't. We'll talk to you next time here on Reinvention Radio. Take care.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olscher, visit reinventionradio.com. One person has the power to change the world, impact millions of lives, and leave a legacy for lifetimes to come. That person is you. In the New York Times bestseller, What Is Your What? Steve Olscher, award-winning author and founder of the Reinvention Workshop, reveals his proven process that has helped thousands of men and women discover, share, and monetize the one thing they were born to do. Grab your free copy now at www.whatisyourwhat.com/free. That's www.whatisyourwhat.com/free.